You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Game week.
Welcome back to Game Week, your unofficial fantasy Premier League podcast, now 200 episodes deep with Dyson and Danny Boy. The podcast pipes. The pipes are calling, Danny Boy. Can you believe we've reached this landmark?
No. And do you think we'll reach 300?
Well, who knows, Dan? Who knows? The way you're going, you might get poached by another podcast as one of these FPL community expert types. The way your season's going, 200 episodes in and you're finally good. You finally turned good this season. And I tell you what, Dan, the season of the attacking wing-back is peaking. The big money strikers failing to deliver. It's now genuinely acceptable to captain defenders. I don't like doing it normally, Dan. I know you obviously captain Mo Salah every week, so there's not much point getting your view on this, but I very nearly captained Cancelo. There was a lot of talk about it in the FPL community, and I came very close. And then I thought, no, I mean, I've got to back an attacking player, a traditional, in inverted commas, attacking player. But now the wing-backs are doing so well, I might captain a defender every week. You think it's a good idea?
But then you find when they let a goal in, how annoying it is. Like when City conceded one the other day against Brighton, I think it was so frustrating. We had a double City back line.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, have you still got a double City back line?
No,
you've changed it.
I think that's before wild carding.
Diaz is injured now, is he, as well, I think, or he didn't play?
Well, his value's been plummeting as well. So I've had one of my good things this season, although I've missed out on Gallagher and Smith Rowe's massive heights. I kind of seem to sell at the right time in terms of Antonio, Benrahma, Diaz, those kind of players that you know, we've been on form, St. Maximin.
Yeah.
I've been getting out of them about the right time, so I haven't been a bit too badly on that.
St. Maximin's arguably back now, though, isn't he? He seems to be.
Well, arguably, one game.
Yeah. Well, has he ever been away? Has he ever really been away that
long? Yes, for like weeks.
He's been away, says Pryor. Yeah, he got a few twos, didn't he? He had a long run of Desmond's, certainly. Well, it might be time to get back into him now because Newcastle got their 3-3 draw with Brentford, scoring goals, a lot of goals anyway. But what was I going to say, Dan? What was I going to say is...
you're talking about wing-backs.
Yeah, I just think
it still feels weird.
No, I think now there is a template team of defenders, isn't there? With Cancelo, Trent Alexander-Arnold and either Chilwell or Reece James. I'm still struggling financially to get Reece James in because you've got Chilwell, but they're pretty much the three to have, aren't they, in terms of defence, or the four to have?
Well, Chilwell got a knock last night, so he's a doubt for the weekend, in which case, suddenly it's James or bust.
Yeah, or get back on Alonso. Or, get back on Alonso, because he'll be coming back in.
Well, feel free to do that.
I don't think I'm going to mess around with him again. I can't. I've been burned by Chilwell too much this season to go back there now. Yeah, he did well, though, didn't he, again? Very nearly scored. Very nearly scored. I think a couple of times, in fact, he had a good few chances. I think Kai Havertz got a knock last night as well, or didn't. I don't even think he was even in the squad last night for the Chelsea Champions League hammering of Juventus. And apparently he's got some sort of hamstring injury, which could affect me going forward, but he's not going to be a massive
loss. Been a good signing for you,
haven't
he?
Not going to be a massive loss to my team, really, no. He never gets to double figures, I think that's fair to say. He's been all right, but yeah, never double figures. Not really worth 8.1 million, I would suggest. Dan, the average was 57. I got 60, creeping just above it. What did you get?
78.
Very nice. Normal service for Pryor's players resumed this season, it would appear. Obviously, Mo Salah was a big part of it, as always. It's Trent, obviously, as well. Mendy. It's just the strikers that really let you down, apart from Ivan Toney. I knew Ivan Toney would score. It was a sort of racing certainty, wasn't it, that he was going to score in that game. So I'm glad we kept hold of him. I kept hold of him. You kept hold of him. We all kept hold of him, Dan, which is great news. But are you going to keep him going forwards? I think a little bit longer for me now. Now he's got a goal for the first time in ages.
Yeah, I probably would have got rid of him, but I just had too much surgery to do on the squad. It was the same with having the double Chelsea backline, which I didn't desperately want against Leicester. But then Leicester have got a couple of important injuries with Tielemans out and stuff actually they're not looking quite as threatening as you might think.
No, they're not. And how about Hwang? Are you going to keep faith with Hwang?
Yeah, I mean, you missed out with Jimenez there, didn't you? They got Norwich and Burnley.
Yeah, but I think in Jimenez for the Norwich and Burnley game, though, maybe getting rid of Antonio, who you've been banging on about for ages as having blanked a lot, and finally cottoned onto that. And frankly, with West Ham away at Man City, I'm thinking it might be a time to switch out Antonio for Jimenez with his headband and his goal scoring returning back to his old ways.
You're not worried about their fixtures after those two games? Or are you just going to have him for two and then...
I'll have him for two they are tough after that, aren't they? Certainly Liverpool and Man City. But yeah, I'll see how he goes. I was annoyed that you got Maxwell Cornet. I was annoyed to see
he's this young sort of player for Burnley, Matt. He's like a...
Yeah, I know. I've been picking him up for weeks, Dan, as you very well know. I'm the one that tips you off about him. He's only on your watch list because of me. He looks amazing, doesn't he? Really good. And he got you a goal, didn't he? It took him a while.
He's playing for a forward. They're quite excited by him, so keep an eye on him. Put him on your watch list.
Yeah, thanks.
He's one to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I can't believe you stole my thunder on him. That's really, really quite annoying. But Burnley looking all right.
Just to get one Cornetto into the team.
Of course. Yeah. That's possibly the only reason you did it. That pun is available as a non-fungible token. Get in touch with Dan separately for that, obviously.
The fixture aren't the worst. Burnley, apart from Tottenham, they've kind of got some games that you wouldn't be too worried about.
Right.
A lot of away games, but their fixtures are some of the better fixtures.
And Burnley, suddenly they're starting to score goals again, aren't they? Wood getting in on it. Wood's his first. He scored a couple in the past three, I suppose. He's sort of getting there a bit more, isn't he? But yeah, Cornet looks very good. Just can't believe a brace for Benteke in that game. I mean, he's transformed.
It was a good game week for goals.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the team of the week, the kings of the game week, as they now call it, Mings was the top scorer. Well, Mings and Trent Alexander-Arnold, but Trent's in a rich vein of form at the moment. Rudiger got 14. Again, all defenders. James and Cancelo with 12. Mane got 12, who is doing obviously very well.
Game week.
Yeah, we've had to relocate for the second part of this podcast today due to Wi-Fi issues, Dan. Can you hear me now?
Wife issues? What's up?
Wi-Fi. I think there's still a glitch. Wi-Fi issues. We've now relocated. Actually, you've stayed in the same place, Dan, haven't you? Haven't moved out. You haven't moved off your arse all day. I have been out and about doing all sorts. And now it's 5:30, 6:15 in the evening, and we're just finishing the podcast now. So excuse us if it's a bit disjointed. That's all I'll say.
200 episodes.
What a way to mark it.
We were
in such a ramshackle fashion.
Well, there's breaking news that Chilwell's injury might be a cruciate. That's the big news. No. Just come up in the last hour. Yeah, that's...
It's a big one. That's rest of the season business.
Yeah, it's not necessarily true, but I mean, the Guardian are reporting that they fear it, and he could miss 6 to 9 months, which means...
He's your guy, mate, so you need to leave Reece James for me. He's coming my way, so you have to stay away from him. You have to get Rudiger or something.
It's basically a case of, do you get James or do you get Alonso?
Yes, now I could go back to Alonso because he had a decent start to the season, didn't he? But I've just come a cropper on that Chelsea left side so often this season already. I don't think I can go back. So I think you should go for Alonso.
Well, if I get Alonso, I can afford Reguilon as well, which is something to consider. But is he going to earn so many less points than James because James is on this crazy form? Or is Reguilon going to be? Alonso going to be on set pieces and whatnot and scoring points at like 5.6 mil?
He was really good, and so that's the difference in price. It's about 0.4, 0.5.
Yeah,
And that's not. I mean, Rudiger is a decent shot. He's had a pretty good season so far. I mean, his overall points are higher than Chilwell. Okay, he's played more games, but at 5.9. So I can hear my dog whimpering.
Yeah, tell him to shut up.
You think Dan should get Rudiger? Is that what you're saying? Yes? Rudiger. Bark for Rudiger. He doesn't bark on demand.
He clicked his fingers well, though. That was good.
Yeah. Yeah, well done, Bertie. So you're going to have to go next door now, mate.
Named Stop after... Oh, God. Named after Bertie. The Italian midfielder who played for Tottenham, of course, Nicola Bertie.
Of course. Household name that he was, yeah. I can vaguely remember. Nicola Bertie.
Dark times. But,
The Hewlett-Packard era. The pony kit. Pony team, yeah. That's what used to say back in the day, wasn't it? Yeah.
Back when you were in the league.
You haven't won any trophies since then either, have you, really?
That was
2005. It's too easy, isn't it, really? I think you should think about Rudiger. But
I'm not going to give him a moment's thought, actually. I'm not going to give him a second's thought.
He's getting forward a lot.
Alonso's 5.6, Rudiger's 5.9. Yeah. It's terrible advice.
I'm sort of tempted by 5.6 because I can sort of afford that now. And the reason I haven't got James in yet is because I can't afford him. So, it's a decent shout that Alonso's much better value. And he'll still be good because when he gets a run in the team, he is fairly solid. And he had his goal scoring boots on at the start of the season, lest we forget. I mean, so I keep saying lest we forget.
Oh, God.
I've gone help for heroes, mad. We're going to release this podcast covered in poppies to mark the 200th episode.
Well, I'm Captain Torn between these two. People, anyway. Sorry, that was a Captain Tom reference,
Right, wow, Captain Torn. Yeah, Captain Torn. Yeah. Too soon, Dan, too soon.
Sorry.
are you really Captain Torn or... that was just purely...
No, I'm just torn between James and Alonso and maybe spending four points because I did last week to get Kane in. For Vardy.
Yes, I forgot to mention that. You bought Kane in and he blanked for you. I mean, what did I not say? Oh, great, he scored 7 goals against Albania and San Marino. Let's see if he can do it in the Premier League. He can't anymore. His head's completely gone in the Premier League. His goal-scoring force is over. I don't even know. I've lost all faith in Harry Kane. I mean, to be fair, Son's not doing much better, and I bought him not long ago. But Harry Kane... One goal at this stage of the season is unforgivable. It's criminal what he's achieved this season. He hit the post, so he came close.
I didn't buy him just for... To be fair, he should have scored. It was put for on goal.
You didn't buy him just for his goal scoring?
Just for this match. No, it's not for his half-time team talks. It's for Burnley, Brentford, Norwich. Now,
yeah, I know, there's some favourable fixtures.
If he hasn't scored, then I'm going to have to get rid of him. I think he might need to retire.
I saw some amazing stats from the FPL Goldfish. It was 74 players have scored more than Harry Kane this season. Six of them are defenders. Kane is the third most expensive player in the game after Salah and Ronaldo, and he's got loads of people scoring more points than him. I mean, that's unbelievable, isn't it?
He's on penalties. He's got Conte there. They've got some good fixtures coming up, so I want him. But I also obviously, like I say, brought in Cornet. But I also now really want Reguilon.
Cornet. Yeah, he scored for Spurs.
First ever goal. I know you're not a fan of his, are you? You're a bit angry.
No, I know. I think going forward, he looks pretty tasty, to be honest.
Those two fullbacks are getting in the box a lot.
So, wait, which is the other fullback now? Have you got Royal. A set fullback that starts? I thought Royal was injured. No, it was Romero that was injured.
Not this again.
I don't know why I get so confused, but so it's Royal and it's take your pick, one of those two.
Royal and Regulon. Okay. And I mean, Ben Davies again, 4.4 million, and he played 90 minutes again.
Did he play?
Had a shot in the box as well. He did.
And you're saying he's that one of the back three, is he?
At the minute, yeah. But obviously Romero injured. So anyway,
Romero's out for a while. No, not necessarily.
Well, possibly, yeah. Waiting to see. But Regulon, his price has gone up already, annoyingly. But I might do another spend to get. I could get Regulon and Alonso. I'm ahead of a lot of my leagues. In my leagues, where
You were still one of the top scorers, weren't you, last week in most of your leagues? So, regardless of the 4-point hit.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
I mean, what we got coming up? Newcastle, Norwich, half 7 on the.
What's up with Son then? Because, I mean, I didn't watch the Spurs game. What the hell is going on with him? Because I'm starting to lose faith in him now as well.
Nothing, but there's talk that he was quite lively actually, but there was talk that. Under Conte, it wasn't so much about midfielders scoring as it was the fullbacks and the striker. So, with Son not being out wide as much as he used to be, I don't know. To me, it opens up other space, but I just didn't fancy him as much as I fancied Kane. So, we'll see how we go. But the fixtures are good.
The fixtures are certainly good. Yeah, I think it's a good time to double up on Spurs
They are playing tomorrow night, so I'm a little bit wary of. Potential injuries.
Oh, yeah, but they'll be playing the reserves, won't they? Conference. It's B team level, is it? Where is it? Is it a long journey?
Slovenia or somewhere, but they've got to win, otherwise they get an extra match. If you finish second in a group, you have to get a drop down from the Europa.
Well, it is. All Europa is just punishment. One long series of punishments. It's like you should be able to turn it down. It's ridiculous.
Like when you're in the Auto Windscreens Trophy, don't you like that?
If the Anglo-Italian Cup still existed, we'd be doing well. I think it's the Europa Conference League. Yeah. So who have you got? Oh, NS Moura.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean,
the problem is, you go to these places and it's like them. You know, it's like you lot playing us or Barcelona or someone. You go, wow, I can't believe we're playing these giants. And you put out your best team, your fans are going mental. They cannot believe the stars they're seeing.
So Harry you raised the game, yeah.
So, if Spurs went to Forest Ground, we might see
Oliver Skip. We might see Oliver Skip live in
Championship
in the flesh.
Yeah. The season squad, last season. So,
Dane Scarlett. Who's Dane Scarlett? Is he any good?
You're going to sound silly in about 5 years.
Am I? Yeah. Mind you, I think you've tipped a lot of young.
You're like that pirate bloke who said whose name's Harry Kane. You'll be like him.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll wait and see, I suppose, Dan. Look, who are you going to captain in all seriousness for this
Salah.
Week? Unbelievable.
No, Liverpool against Southampton. How could you not captain him? He's not let me down. I don't need the differential. I know people are being clever.
Marnie loves to play against his old team. Marnie loves to play. I can't bring Marnie in because of him going to the Africa Cup of Nations soon. There's no point bringing him in.
Salah's only not scored any sort of points in one game of 12, and even then he got a clean sheet, so at least he got three.
Well, he still gets assists, doesn't he, when he doesn't score?
I'll stay with the crowd. While I'm ahead, don't worry about it. I'll stick with the obvious.
Follow the herd.
You need to make up points. So, yeah, you need to start getting a bit
I'm thinking of Captain and Trent Alexander-Arnold in all seriousness.
There you go.
No, that's what I'm sort of genuinely... Because I wish I'd captained Cancelo last week. If I had done, you know, he's vice-captain, that's by the by. But, I mean, I'm starting to just start to captain wing-backs. That's the future.
What about if you captained Cancelo this week against West Ham? They blanked against Wolves.
It's not a bad shout because he's on an amazing run of form. So, yeah, he's still my vice. But I'm thinking Trent, because his threat from free kicks... I think he still might score. He might pop up with a little goal. Yeah. He's flying. He's in great form. Very confident player.
Be a statement if you dropped Antonio and captain Cancelo. I mean, that is sticking your neck out.
Well, no, I think I am going to get rid of Antonio and bring in Jimenez for these next couple of games. Just because I think, Antonio is. It seems to have run out of steam a little bit. Cue a goal at the Etihad. But, I mean, they could score at the Etihad West Ham. They do have goals in them, but... You'd imagine Man City would win it fairly comfortably, like a 2-0, maybe not a hammering, but a 2-0 or something like that. You know, these are the sort of games they grind out.
Are you starting to notice Watford with their result against Man U? I mean, obviously, Ranieri going back to his old stomping ground, he might still know a few of those players' weaknesses inside out. Leicester got a couple of players missing, like I say, Tielemans and that are out for a bit longer. And Dennis, the fourth highest scoring striker in the game. That's how badly the strikers are doing.
Absolute menace, isn't he? Yeah, I mean, he's got another big score. He's in the team of the week, 14 points. But he is, I believe, he was on my list of African Cup of Nations people. So I think he is off in the new year. But be wary of that.
I mean, Leicester, Chelsea City.
Some tough games, Leicester, Chelsea City.
Yeah, but before he goes, Brentford, Burnley, Palace, Wolves.
Yeah. Decent.
His price is creeping up.
What is he on at the moment?
5.3.
It's a bargain, isn't it? He's been one of the real bargains of the season. I don't think either of us have had him yet, have we? And I think Sarr's always worth a shout as well for Watford. Sarr's? But again... Sar is always for Watford. It's a very outdated pandemic, that prior. You need to update your references when it comes to
biochemical weapons to try and gain an advantage.
I need all the help I can get, mate. Look, Sar is actually, he's got a bit of a knock, apparently, a bit of a knee injury, and he is off to the African Cup of Nations. Do you want me to recite the list again?
No, we've got the list.
I can go through it all again if you want. You know.
What about a resurgent Man U against Chelsea?
Resurgent. Well, they're always resurgent. They're always resurgent in the Champions League. That's always what happened, was they get battered in the Premier League, do well in Europe, Ollie keeps his job. Get battered in the Premier League, do well in Europe, Ollie keeps his job. Finally, Ollie's lost his job with Carrick at the helm away at Chelsea. I mean, I think Ronaldo can score in a game like that, but I think Chelsea will win.
I mean, they've got Varane and Maguire out now when the Shaw's are down.
Who are they going to put in defence? They're going to get absolutely battered, aren't they?
Lindelof and Bailly. So, who's on currently? His overall score in FPL is -2. So, what a classic.
Wow, that is amazing. And that's who they're putting in. That's all they've got. Wan-Bissaka's having an awful season by all accounts. Everyone's on his back all the time. God.
Yeah, Sancho's getting a look in now, so I might keep half an eye on that, but 8.9 is too much money.
Going forward, and I was thinking Greenwood could be coming back in soon because of that run of fixtures after the sort of Arsenal game. There's a run of greenery for Man United, as we've talked about before, but he's got COVID now. So Greenwood's out with...
Oh, I didn't know that. No.
With the COVID. So he's going to be out for a couple more games, certainly.
And De Beek might be worth looking after that.
Yeah, he seems to be. Popped up with a goal, didn't he? Maybe, you know, he was overlooked by Ollie, certainly, wasn't he? I don't know why they bothered signing him, to be honest. But, I suppose, you know, Carrick made some big decisions by benching Bruno. So, you know, who knows what he's going to do at the weekend. But You'd have thought Chelsea will win it, surely.
Carrick's successor in many ways at West Ham, away at City, and it seems like quite a bad game to back West Ham for. Declan Rice, he's had a bit of media attention this week, hasn't he, with his singing?
Yeah, Rice Baby, yeah.
His son on a Twitter listening party thing, and he did it.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone that goes on for like a minute and does karaoke, and his son.
My dialect. Yeah, yeah.
But he got the lyrics a bit wrong. It was really annoying.
He did, yeah, yeah. My DJ resolves it. It's like, and you know, I think maybe to be fair, he is quite young, isn't he? I don't think he was around when Vanilla Ice first recorded that song. I mean,
yeah. Well, then don't sing it.
But it sounds good with his name, doesn't it? You know,
yeah.
I suppose. But yeah, he killed the lyrics, didn't he?
What would you sing if you'd been put on there for a minute?
If I was on Sing Your Dialect.
Yeah, no, right, Matt.
I'd probably sing something by a Nottingham-based artist, so he could, you know, so I can do the East Midlands accent. Maybe a Jake Bug lightning bolt, perhaps. Or one of those weird ones about going back to Clifton and taking smoking drugs with his friends. Or that weird song he had a weird song. Early on in his career.
Much of
his curve. Yeah. Are you? Yeah. What would you do? Chaz and Dave or something like that?
You're a Essex mind reader. I would do.
I would
do a Spurs on their way to Wembley.
Margate.
Because look, if that gets any popular and gets like tweeted or anything, or someone grabs it, the real Spurs could be like, aye, that was good. Here, it's a free shirt or something. Could be a good bit of press. And it's a great song to sing. Spurs on their way to Wembley. Great song.
Yeah, Tottenham's going to do it again.
Yeah.
They can't stop them. The boys from Tottenham. The boys from White Hart Lane. And is that the one where Ozzy's
dream
in the cup for Tottenham? Oh, it's a different song. No, they all blur together for
just
me.
Just saying to my missus, this is how interested my life is at the weekend. Open to cup songs. Is it just because Arsenal and Chelsea in the same old boring teams won it every year, so it got a bit pointless? Like you can't have Chelsea doing it 3 years in a row. Is it because it seems like less and less variety in what teams are in the cup finals?
Even England songs for major tournaments don't seem to be as big a deal now, do they?
Football's coming over.
I'm just not sure there's the appetite for an FA Cup final song, is there? It doesn't seem to be. I mean,
I'd quite like to see some of these lads singing. Ronaldo might have a lovely voice. He could be falsetto.
I want to hear, them some sort of drill grime collaboration. You know, that'd be quite nice, wouldn't it? Mix
status
it up a
quo
bit.
Is still going.
Move with the times. I think that's what killed it. That status quo one with Man United.
Man
United. Here we go. That was one of the worst ones.
That was a good song.
Come off it. It was one of the worst ones ever. I think that was the death knell for the FA Cup
final. It was Suggs and his horrible Chelsea song.
Oh, Make It a Blue Day is still. I remember them very fondly from my youth, and I love Chelsea.
Me too. So where were they?
The Anfield rap was a particular high point.
Great, yeah.
But
which I repurposed, of course, in one of the.
Yes, you did, of course. Yeah, before the copyright people started busting our balls. But you're right, I would like to see it. There's obviously a reason why it doesn't happen anymore. And I think they go, they'd rather do like a TikTok video or an Instagram story than release a single. You know, it's like, it feels dated, doesn't it?
It's of its era, I guess, but it's a shame.
I think, you know, that's where it'll be. It'll probably be on that Twitter Spaces place on Senior Dialect, won't it?
You know, that's where it'll end up. Imagine Vardy off his nut on Red Bull doing some song about being in the cup final. There would be a reference to chat, get, you know, beat.
Yeah, bang. You beat the wrong bit. He said the S word. That's funny. Ron Beckett once did that on Rock and Roll Football, you know. He tried to edit the chat. S get banged and said the S and didn't say the bang. It's weird. It seems to be I don't know. I mean, I suppose, chat S get banged, but you say the S word. So it's be careful when using that phrase. Yeah. A Jamie Vardy rap, you know, I would like to see that. I sort of picture maybe some sort of reworking of What's that? He looks like the guy from You Dirty Old Man. Arnold, you know, he looks like the guy from... What was that show?
On the buses old, or something? The
Wreck and Bone Man one, yeah. What's it called? How did the theme tune go for that?
Come on. I mean, I'm not 60. It was black and white.
It was a great show. I mean, it was a Steptoe's son. I seem to remember it was it had a good theme tune.
For our international listeners, do Google Steptoe's son the intro just for Dyson there. Good. All right, well, I mean, a little bit of a diversion on the 200th episode, but fair enough.
Well, I think we're entitled to a bit of self-indulgence on this monumental occasion, Dan, don't you think?
Got to be careful being self-indulgent on these Zoom calls. Isn't that what did Dirty Den in what he got up to?
Oh, why did you have to bring that into it? Bloody hell. Thankfully, the video's turned off on this. Yeah. it was a funny music set, so it went...
Oh, God, we're still on this.
You remember it? You know, you do know it.
And then
you've got Varding.
You're talking about your transfers.
Drill rapping over the top of it about making vodka with Skittles. It'd be amazing.
Yeah.
The Skittle Rats. Yeah.
They could reference it. It was Rebecca Vardy. Oh, they could do all sorts of stuff with it.
Exactly. Oh, they could have a field there.
Poirot element. Great.
Yeah. Poirot, You pronounce the names of European detectives as well as you pronounce the names of footballers, Dan.
I just like to shut Pryor in on it because it's almost my name.
Pryor. You're like a FPL detective.
Yeah,
Pryor. We meet again, Pryor. Well... You know, a lot of cases are being won out on your beat this season, aren't they, Dan? I suppose
it's going all right. Did you see Foster? Ben Foster popped up with an assist this game.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Five points.
They were just banging goals in the front and centre towards the end of that game, weren't they? And it was just a long punt upfield. But yeah, very nice for the Foster backers.
And a lot of people
have got him. He's Foster for the people at the moment. 23% 0.3 ownership. I mean, he is doing well. And he's 4.1, so old. I sort of just presumed he was going to be dropped, but looks like he is the number one.
It seemed to move into the media, didn't it? It seemed like he'd moved into a media.
Oh yeah, he's good though. He's good. He's good on telly. Good in front of the camera. He seems to be Ranieri's guy.
Wolves are the next ones up at Norwich. They had that good win against West Ham. Norwich had a win, didn't they? Pookie back.
Timu Pookie scores good goals and some that are fluky. Timu Pookie scores good goals and some that are fluky.
Yeah, the Pookie party is back in town. Obviously, he was going to have some sort of resurgence under the new manager, Dean Smith and not Delia together. Yeah. Delia and Dean together, the two Smiths. It's beautiful. I think, you know, he will have some sort of resurgence again. But surely Wolves are going to win at Norwich still, aren't they? I mean, much as they've had a resurgence.
Oh, it's nice to see some classic players, Alt Nouri, Podence, doing the business. And then for Norwich, I noticed one of my watchlist players, Gilmore.
Classic.
He's playing now.
He's back in the starting lineup,
which is potentially good news. And I saw Alan Armstrong got an assist in that match as well, which is his third consecutive scoring game. They got Liverpool away next, which isn't ideal, and then Leicester, but he's still an option, that Adam Armstrong.
Well, you love him. I mean, why don't you put your money where your mouth is and finally sign him? You talk about him every bloody week. You're like his number one fan. Have you signed him yet?
No,
Liverpool away. Bring him in for that.
Now I've got Sir Chilwell, haven't I? There's always something coming up.
You want to get rid of Harry Kane and put in Adam Armstrong in a massive, bold transfer, very brave transfer. Put your money where your mouth is. I think Adam Armstrong has probably scored more goals this season than Harry Kane, hasn't he? He has. He's got two. Harry Kane's only scored one. So there you go. Gilmore had been frozen out under Farker. Madafaka, and he's now back in the picture and playing quite well under Dean Smith, apparently. Yeah. Why get him on loan if you're not going to play him? I don't know why they bothered getting him on loan. But also, Cantwell's come in from the cold as well. He'd been frozen out a bit.
No, he got subbed off at half time, didn't he? Am I crazy?
Maybe he's injured. That's weird. We started for the first time in a long time, is what I'm basically saying. He hadn't started for
hot tips.
Six games. Look, I don't know why he went off at half time.
He's still coming back from injury and he's trained a lot, but obviously it seemed like things weren't going well for him by half time. New manager bounce at Villa, Gerrard doing decent.
Yeah, very nice. Still got my eye on Watkins, but just not for now because of that fixture. The fixtures aren't that favourable, I don't think, even for Stevie G. I think he had to win that one.
Yeah.
Palace away won't be easy. Man City at home and then Liverpool away on the horizon.
It's some like tough games. Six or so games without a win for Brighton, I think, now. They've lost to Villa, drew Newcastle, Liverpool, lost to City, drew Norwich and Arsenal and Palace. I don't know. And so they've had a bit of a wobbly run.
They've lost their mojo, haven't they? They seem to have done, certainly.
Yeah. I think that's it. Is anyone you're interested in from Arsenal or anywhere else that we haven't touched on?
Arsenal didn't really deliver much. You still got Arsenal players in your team, haven't you?
I've got three of them, yeah.
What are you going to do with all of them? You're sort of stuck with them.
Tomiyasu might be on his way out for Reguilon. It's whether I feel like it's worth spending the points. I'm just worried about Reguilon going up in price so much that I can't afford him anymore. So I might have to just do a spend and lob him in the team.
I'm probably just doing Jimenez in for Antonio, maybe get a Spurs defender in, but I don't want to take the 4-point hit. Is it ever really worth it with a defender? Like you say, they can always lose the clean sheet points.
If anything, you're just saying they're the most scoring players. So
yes, yeah. Well, I mean, I just don't think I can afford Reece James yet, even if I swap out Antonio for Jimenez. It's sort of a like-for-like swap, really, isn't it, that?
I guess.
Doesn't free up any cash. And I haven't got the funds to go big on a Chelsea defender, much as I want to buy one.
Okay.
So I'm erring on the side of caution these days after getting burnt by 4-point hits. And then I see after that there's some very quick midweek games coming very quickly after this weekend's fixtures. All midweek, all on Amazon Prime. It's another little Amazon Prime week. They pop up every now and again, don't they?
I don't have any other sort of subscriptions to anything, so I love a Prime day.
Yeah.
And that'll be Spurs Brentford, which means I might have something vaguely enjoyable to watch for once instead of suffering through some awful
match. Yeah, Amazon Prime midweeks are always nice, aren't they?
Quite awkward for the podcast, of course. But
Yes, it does, because we're going to have a very small window of opportunity, I believe, aren't we?
I don't know if...
Monday. It's basically Monday or nothing. I am surprised. So you've only got Prime Video. I thought you had Netflix. I'm fairly sure you had Netflix.
Yeah, when's football on Netflix?
Football subscriptions. Oh, right. Wow. That's well placed for someone doing a football podcast, isn't it? Yeah, great. Good to see you putting the time in, researching.
Hey, who's killing it in the league this season? And thanks to Bezos, I might be even do even better after Thursday.
Oh, you might have. Maybe if you see it too much, you might have too much knowledge, and it might work. You might overthink things, and then it works against you, possibly.
Well, that's nice mind games you're playing me there. Yeah. So for me, Captain Salah. Chilwell out if he's properly knackered. If he's only like a week, which it doesn't seem like it will be, I'll hang on to him. And I'm very keen to get Reguilon in. That is my transfer business this week.
Business. I might get a Spurs defender in, yeah, now you mention them. But I might not, because I've got a couple of... Is Rafinha going to be okay? I think he's going to be all right. Has he got COVID? He's got an illness. It says illness. He might be out with COVID, you know.
He better. No, it's not COVID, but he's been unwell. I don't know what the deal is.
He went away. Every time they go away on international duty, it's risking something, isn't it?
Yeah. Before we go, we should touch on people who've been in touch with the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Mentioned it was 2 weeks. I was straight away, which is great for 199th episode, is Mihatsu in with his reviews of the. I like them. I like seeing Rochester.
Yeah, it's nice to see him back again, isn't it? I haven't seen him for a long time.
Akar was in touch saying that he enjoyed the Tatsuch truck and chimp sound effects. And
That was nice to have them back, wasn't it? Yeah. He's already bought his ticket for Tunbridge. Actually, this is supposed to be happening live from there now, isn't it? It didn't quite happen.
And then he's on about the Lacazette song where you got it wrong when you said Rakeni Replicate is from in France.
No, I don't think he said he got it wrong. He just liked the argument, I think, because he knew that grammatically either way works. That's the thing. As we established at the time, will he replicate his form from France?
You can see now that it's wrong.
Will he replicate? I can't remember which one I said. Really replicate the form that he had in France. Yeah. When he was in France, that's the form he had. Will he replicate it? So you know it. What's that beeping? Is that your
refuse? That's my food. I thought there was no chance.
Your grammar alarm going.
That's my chicken burning. And I can't believe I'm wasting time on this interminable argument. Yeah, again.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, no, you can say it. It's easy to say.
Interminable. What are people just asking? People just asking for jingles to come back.
No, they're saying they like the jingles. Scarf, chip mayo,
They can't, though, can they? They can't come back for copyright because of copyright issues unless we just start singing them a cappella on some sort of Twitter
listening party. That time that you said someone was a good-looking kid or good-looking kids. Remember that?
I don't know about that. Or the time I mentioned that throw-ins were your first lesson in PE at
that
school.
Yeah, I mean, that was...
Yeah, no one seemed to be missing that. And then there was Luke...
pointed out Michael Ball was on Children in Need, and one of his kids said, "Look, it's the man from Absolute Breakfast."
That's not good. I'm not going to take that. Luke McGuire, though. So thank you. Big up Luke McGuire on Twitter. He says, "I've listened to every single Game Week episode, all 200 of them, and I'm still rubbish." S, he said S. Dan, do you want to say the S word again? You've already fouled the air with your swearing. I'm still S word at FPL. Don't know if that says more about you or me. I think it's
best
probably
wishes
both.
From the hospital anyway. There, Mike Al as well, who was referencing some stuff about FPL as well. Sorry, I completely lost where I was, but I know that he was one of the loyal listeners as well. So thank you for getting in touch.
Yes.
We got another review this week as well, which was very nice, and I should probably find quickly, otherwise that's going to be printing it to the end. He said, "Whoop, whoop, some jingles are back, more please." Just like you were saying, and that's the Real Fat Media, who's from the Great Britain and the podcast. Thank you.
We just we need to make our own jingles from scratch, and as we've heard with the Pookie and the Timo Werner ones, it's with sort of varying success. I mean, we're not Adam Buxton level of jingle creation, are we? I mean, so that's why we always did better taking other songs that were already out there, because we're not musicians really, are we? Damn, I think it's fair to say.
Not exactly. I'm going to go with Bison because I don't want my chicken to be dancer or singer.
Oh, wow.
And you
got
to
take
the dog
for a walk.
You
can
walk Nicola
Bertie.
I got
walk the dog, so sorted. I better take Nicola Bertie for a walk and see if he remembers.
200th time, you're going to have to say the catchphrase.
For the 200th time, it's genuinely burning. You can tell Dan wants to leave quickly.
What about chicken?
For the 200th time, it may be a fantasy, but it's
serious.
Game week.
Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.